Rise and our entrance hymn is hymn number 239, Hark the Glad Sound, hymn 239. Confession of forgiveness is found on page 95 in the front of the hymnal. Page 95. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus the Christ, our Lord. Amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Almighty God, Jesus the Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake God forgives us all of our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. I invite you to rise for the invocation, the Kyrie, and the hymn of praise. On page 138 and following, please rise. The grace of our Lord Jesus the Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
Our hymn of praise this Advent season is hymn number 244. We sing verses 1 and 4 only at this time. Hymn 244, Rejoice, Rejoice, Believers, verses 1 and 4. We pray the prayer of today, the prayer of the day, together as a congregation. Let us pray. Almighty God, stir up your power and come. Stir up our hearts to prepare the way of your only Son. By his coming, strengthen us to serve you with holy lives. Through Jesus the Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The first reading is Isaiah chapter 40, verse 1 through 11. Comfort, O God, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her, that she has served her term, that her penalty is paid, that she has received from the Lord's hand, doubled for all her sins. A voice cries out, in the wilderness prepared the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley should be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all the people shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out, and I say, what shall I cry? All the people are grass, their consistency is like the flower of a field. The grass withers, the flower fades. When the breath of the Lord blows up upon it, surely the people are grass, the grass. Grass withers, the flower fades, but the Lord of our God will stand forever. Get you up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good tidings. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good tidings. Lift it up, do not fear, says to the cities of Judah. Here is your God. See, the Lord God comes with might, and God's arm rules for him. God's reward is with him, and God's recompense before him. The Lord will feed God's flock like a shepherd. The Lord will gather the lambs in God's arms and carry them in God's bosom, and gently lead the mother sheep. The word of the Lord.
Thanks
Thanks be to God. The psalmody of the day is Psalms chapter 85, verse 1 through 2, and verse 8 through 13. You'll read the bolded portion. Lord, you were favored to your land. You restored the fortunes of Jacob. You forgave the iniquity of your people.
You pardoned all their sin.
Let me hear what God the Lord will speak.
For the Lord will speak peace to God's people.
To God's faithful, to those who turn to God in their hearts.
Surely the Lord's salvation is at hand for those who fear God.
That the Lord's glory may dwell in our land.
Steadfast love and faithfulness will we meet.
Righteousness and peace will kiss each other.
Faithfulness will spring up from the ground.
And righteousness will look down from the sky.
The Lord will give what is good.
And our land will yield its increase.
Righteousness will go before the Lord.
And we will make a path for the Lord's steps, the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second reading is 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8 through 15. But do not ignore this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like one day. The Lord is not slow about God's promise, as some think of slowness, but is patient with you, not to perish, but all to come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a loud noise, and the elements will be dissolved with fire, and the earth, and everything that is done on it will be disclosed. Since all these things are to be dissolved in this way, what sort of people ought you to be in leading lives of holiness and godliness, waiting for and hastening the come of the day of God, because of what the heavens will be set ablaze and dissolve, and the elements will melt with fire? But in the accordance with God's promise, we wait for new heavens and a new earth, where righteousness is at home. Therefore, beloved, while you are waiting for these things, strive to be found by God at peace, without spot or blemish, and regard the patience of our Lord as salvation. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to St. Mark, the first chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The beginning of the good news of Jesus the Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophet Isaiah, see, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make his path straight. John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the River Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. The text for today's sermon is from the Gospel of Mark, the first chapter. Let's pray in preparation for the sermon at this time. Lord, now with the meditation of each heart and the words I'm about to speak, be acceptable in your sight, you who are our strength, our sustainer, and our redeemer. Amen. Happy second Sunday of the new church year to you. Yeah, it's not Christmas yet, and it's not the new year according to the Gregorian calendar, but for the church, we're in the second Sunday of the new church year. Second Sunday of Advent, the two Advent candles are lit. I've had kids in Sunday school ask me, when are we going to light all of them? Because they know that that means Christmas is soon, okay, like the next day. So we only light two of them this day, the second Sunday. Yeah, talk to me. I'm going to get back at you. It's okay, Mom and Dad, it's okay. I can jump out of the nerve. They call me Boomer in college as a cheerleader, so it's okay. And it's good to have a baby in church. Yeah? Shake your head, rattle your heads, I know, yay. It's good to have babies and children in church. A lot more, yeah. There is no birth account in Mark's gospel, and you know that. You've heard me say this one before. In Mark's gospel, there is no birth account. We go right to the most important event in Jesus' life, his baptism, okay? In Matthew, we have the story and the genealogy of who Jesus is, okay, with the wise men and all that kind of stuff. In Luke, we have the birth story of John the Baptizer and the birth story of Jesus the Christ, okay, with shepherds and sheep and mangers and stables and all that kind of thing. In John's gospel, we've got the beginning of time and how the Word, capital T, capital W, the Word of God, Jesus Christ, was there at the beginning of time. But in Mark's gospel, we have no birth story about Jesus, the baby, or the boy. That's your key, Joanna. Yeah, scream. Yeah, baby. Now she's looking at the tree now. Yay, back row, tree. It's fascinating, okay? No birth story of the baby Jesus, but we've got the birth story of who Jesus is, his identity, and his baptism. All four Gospels, only two, record the birth narrative, Matthew and Luke. But all four Gospels record the baptism of Jesus. Go home and read it. Prove me wrong. I'm right. All four Gospels talk about the baptism of Jesus. And so last week we baptized Charlie, whose surgery is supposed to be on Thursday this last week. Those of you who are keeping track, her brain surgery. But they had to postpone it until the middle of January, January 16th, because she has a double ear infection. I didn't do it. I told her mom and dad, I didn't do it. I poured water on her head, but I didn't get anywhere near her ears. Okay? Last Sunday, the first Sunday of the new church year, we had a baptism. This Sunday, we've got Joanna. Yay, yeah, you. Your sister I'm talking about, yeah, she knows it. We'll be baptized here just in a few moments. This is one of the best Advents I've ever had in my life. Quote me. Not only is the tree elegant this year, okay, no Dolly Parton hair and no wings or anything like that. It's just elegant. Okay? But for the first two Sundays of Advent, we've got baptisms. What a way to begin the new year with baptisms. John the Baptizer proclaimed, "The one who is more important than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to have stooped down and untied the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, a baptism of repentance or forgiveness. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." And that's what we're going to be doing just in a few minutes with Joanna. The Holy Spirit will enter into her life once and for all, forever and ever. Amen. She will be forgiven by God every day of her life. She will have the presence of God through the Holy Spirit in her life every day of her life. And she'll have new life. New life not only in a world to come, whatever that means, but new life from today on in this world. The second reading, and Annika, you did a great job. I've never heard these readings read so nicely. And I mean that as a compliment. You know, end of the world, doom and destruction. And you just read them so nicely. It was great. But the end of the second reading that Annika read, I think is a tattoo. Okay, you know me. Grace upon grace, and we actually had one of our college students do that. Be careful with your grease from the pulpit. Uh-oh. She got the grace upon grace tattoo with the approval of her
grandmother, okay?
But listen again to the end of 2 Peter. It's a marvelous couple verses. Therefore, beloved, while you are waiting for these things, okay, the end times, right? The end times. We begin the church here with end times. Therefore, beloved, while you're waiting for these things, strive to be found in the peace. And regard the patience of our Lord as salvation. That's the part I love. And regard the patience of our Lord as salvation. Joanna, Alice, Froling, Cress had been alive 9 months to the day yesterday. Am I right? I think 9 months to the day yesterday. I tried to do the math. I'm not a math major. 9 months old yesterday. So she's 9 months old one day. And today she's going to receive the gift of baptism, the Holy Spirit, forgiveness, and new life. She had 9 months. Now, I never had children or nieces and nephews. You know that. But I babysat a lot in high school because that was good. Back in the 70s. I babysat a lot. And I know kids can be sinful. Now, Joanna, if you ask her parents or grandparents, she's lily white, never sins. But I know kids, they can cry not because they're hungry, they can cry not because they're soiled, they can cry not because they're hurt, they just want attention. Because it's all about me. Me, pay attention to me, okay? And that's that ego, that's that original sin that we talk about. It's all about me. Joanna's had 9 months. It's all about her. Some people have had 9 years. We have no 9-year-olds in here right now. I was going to pick on a couple of people, but they're not here this morning. Or 29, or 39, or 49, or 99-year-olds. Some people have lived a long life of nines. And we should regard the patience of our Lord as salvation. God is patient with you and with me. I'm not nine, but I'm 64. And I sin every day of my life. I need to ask for forgiveness. That's why we do confession and forgiveness every Sunday. Because I don't know if you get down on your knees every morning, Monday through Saturday, and say, Lord, forgive me for what I've done and not done. It's usually the things I've not done that I need forgiveness for the most. God is patient with you, and that is our salvation. When we're in Advent, right? We're lighting the Advent candles. There's a reason for that, the anticipation. Okay, that was the sermon last week. But the patience that comes with that. What seemed to be a long delay in Christ's return, 2,023 years, is really God's gracious way of saying, it's not too late. It's not too late. I love you. Love me back. I'll be patient with you. I will be the patient father waiting at the window for the prodigal son to come back. And I'll run down the driveway and greet you and meet you. God is the patient one. We're not the patient ones. Yesterday, I was at a children's Christmas program, and I was with the grandparents of some of these children. And the children, they're my neighbors a couple doors down, and they ran up to me, Pastor Pete. Well, Reverend Pete, they thought they're really formal. Reverend Pete, hi, and they gave me a hug. And they all told me, all three little boys told me, how long it was till Christmas. They knew how many days it was till Christmas. And they also knew how many hours it was till Christmas. I give them a couple more years and they'll do the math, right? 24 times 10 or whatever the days are. Yeah? How many hours it is till Christmas. And it was wonderful. It did my little heart so much joy. Because I have no children and grandchildren or nieces and nephews. Yeah, you're all my family, you know that. Joanna is one of my newest children. Niece, I was going to say niece, granddaughter, but I'm not that old. Yeah, she's the newest child God is in my family. But it was wonderful. It was wonderful. Yeah, those kids run up to me, and they were so excited. And I said, be patient, it'll come. And then I thought about this. Forget your being patient. God is the one who's patient with you. And that is your salvation, Peter says. Your salvation is that God loves you so much that he's patient. all those thousands of years before Jesus came to earth 2,000 years ago, God was patient over and over again with the people of Israel. God is still patient today with the people of Israel, but we won't get into that. It's God who is patient. It's God whose grace and love and hope is shown through patience. God is the one waiting for you. You're not waiting for God. These little boys, the three little grandsons of my friends, they were waiting for Christmas to come. Yes. And they were so excited. I caught the excitement. I was like, yes. But God is the one who's more excited about being patient waiting for you. God is more excited that not only on Christmas morning, when there's joy and hope and peace, hopefully, in your lives, that God is there with you. Emmanuel, God with us. That's what we celebrate today with Joanna. God is with her and her sister Alexandria and her parents and her grandparents, near and far, and the rest of her family. God is with her, and God is patient. He's waited 9 months for this. She came all the way from Saudi Arabia. I've been telling my friends, yeah, Jane and Kelsey, I've been telling my friends, we're baptizing a baby from Saudi Arabia. Ha, ha, ha. Beat that one during Advent. It's one of the best Advents I've ever had in my life. Because of Harley last Sunday, because of Joanna this Sunday. We celebrate hope. That's the theme for this whole year if you read the bulletin, right? I choose hope. We celebrate hope, and we celebrate love and grace, and God's patience. Forget your being patient about Christmas coming. It's the one, God is the one who is patiently waiting for you. Happy second Sunday of the new year. Amen. Page 227 in the front of the hymnal. Okay?
we'll run the way. Yeah. We're good. Page 227. 227, Grandpa. 227. You have to hold it for your leg, for your grandma. Hi there. She's looking at me like, what the heck? Yeah. But you had a beautiful dress on. You came all the way from Saudi Arabia. Yeah, born there. Yeah. She's an American citizen, by the way, though. We figured that all out, too. And she's looking at me like, what the heck? I love it. Page 272. In baptism, our gracious Heavenly Father frees us from sin and death by joining us to the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus the Christ. We are born children of a fallen humanity. By water and the Holy Spirit, we are reborn children of God and made members of the church, the body of Christ. Living with Christ and in communion with saints, we grow in faith, love, and obedience to the will of God. Okay. Together in unison, I'll ask all four adults, okay? I won't pick on Alexandria. All four adults, you present her. So say, we present, full name for baptism. We, okay?
We present Joanne Alice for Christ for baptism.
Very good. Called by the Holy Spirit, trusting in the grace and love of God, do you desire to have your children baptized into Christ? If so, answer in unison, I do.
I do.
As you bring your children to receive the gift of baptism, you are entrusted with responsibilities to live with them among God's faithful people, to bring them to the Word of God and the Holy Supper, teach them the Lord's Prayer, the Creed, and the Ten Commandments, and place in their hands the Holy Scriptures, and nurture them in faith and prayer so that your children may learn to trust God. Proclaim Christ through word and deed, care for others and the world God made, and work for justice and peace. Do you promise to help your children grow in the Christian faith and Christian life? If so, answer in unison, I do. And you, the people of God, on the bottom of page 228, this is your chance. People of God, do you promise to support Joanna Alice Froling Kress and pray for her in her new life in Christ? If so, an answer in unison, we do.
We do.
And I invite you, the congregation who make up the body of Christ in this place, to follow along on page 229 with the responses. You can say the responses also, and certainly the Apostles' Creed. I ask you to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, reject sin, and confess the faith of the church. Do you renounce the devil and all the forces that defy God? If so, answer all in unison, I renounce them.
I renounce.
Do you renounce the powers of this world that rebel against God?
I renounce them.
Do you renounce the ways of sin and draw you? Do you renounce the ways of sin that draw you from God?
I renounce them.
Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty,
creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in Jesus the Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus, only Son, our Lord,
who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended to heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church,
the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. The top of page 230. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We give you thanks, O God, for in the beginning your Spirit moved over the waters, and by your word you created the world, and calling forth life in which you took delight. Through the waters of the flood you delivered Noah and his family, and through the sea you led your people Israel from slavery into freedom of the promised land. At the river, your son was baptized by John and anointed with the Holy Spirit. By the baptism of Jesus' death and resurrection, you set us free from the power of sin and death and rise us up to live in you. Pour out your Holy Spirit, the power of your living word,
that those who are here washed in the waters of baptism may be given new life. To you be given honor and praise through Jesus the Christ our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
This happened to you a couple years ago. You know that? Smart kid. Okay, come on over here. Well, yeah, like that, you're fine. She was smiling at me later. I mean, earlier. She really was. Now she's looking at me. I almost put her to sleep. Joanna, Alice, Frohling, Gress, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Oh, man, you can't get away.
Water on the hair.
Water on the hair, exactly. Okay, look at me, kiddo.
Joanna, receive now the sign of the cross, both on your forehead and on your breast, sign that you've been marked with the cross of Christ forever and made a child of God. I messed up your hair.
Hand me my hymnal. Hymnal. Thank you.
Blessed be the God and source of all life, the word of salvation and the spirit of mercy. You belong to Christ, to whom you have been given in baptism. Alleluia.
You're okay. Thank you.
Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that through the water and the Holy Spirit you give your daughters and sons new birth. Cleanse them from sin and raise them up to eternal life. Sustain Joanna, Alice, Frohling, Cress with the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever. Amen.
Okay, I'm going to let you light the candle. Hand it to James because her hands are full. Actually, you want to hold the candle? We'll make you get wax all over you. Yeah. We'll let her big sister hold it. Go ahead and hand it to Alexandria. I won't even touch it.
You all know, because I've been your pastor for 15 and a half years, that the Paschal candle, the big white candle, is the Christ candle. And we light it 3 times during the year. Once during the 50 days of Easter, not once, but for 50 days in a row, and then during funerals and during baptisms. The Paschal candle is a sign and symbol of Christ's presence through the Holy Spirit. So, Joanna, child of God, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will have the light of life. Let your light, Joanna, so shine before others that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. And this is where you come in, bottom of page 231. Join with me in welcoming her into the body of Christ, the Church. Let us welcome the newly baptized. We welcome you into the body of Christ, into the mission we share. Join us in giving thanks and praise to God, and bearing God's creative and redeeming word to all the world.
You put out the candle, you blow it out. You blow it out. Really hard. Close. Grandma, okay. The box and the certificate. Very good. The box is for the candle.
Is it over yet? Yeah, is it over yet? I told you this before. In the medieval church, the priest, Lutheran, Roman Catholic, Baptist, they all would pinch the baby. Okay? They weren't wearing big, wonderful gowns and that. They were naked. They'd pinch the baby so they scream. She didn't scream. She talked to me during the sermon because they wanted the devil to leave their body. Okay? So they pinch the baby so the baby would scream, the devil would leave their body, and the Holy Spirit would enter them. Well, her face, she didn't have to scream. She was giving me a look, okay? But it's all good. Yay, and now she's smiling. Yeah, we're far apart. Congratulations, family. From Saudi Arabia, that's a first, okay? Yeah, stay okay. The prayers of the church. In the prayers of the church, remember in our prayers in the church, Elizabeth Eaton, our bishop, and Megan Manlove, our bishop. We pray for our mission partner ministry this whole month of December, the Southeastern Idaho Community Action Agency, or SECA. Locally, nationally, and around the world, we pray for all those people who have lost property and lives the past weeks and months. We remember them in our prayers. Last night, some terrible storms and tornadoes went through Tennessee. You may have heard it on the news this morning if you were up early. And thousands of people have lost power. There are 9 people at least dead because of the tornadoes and storms in Tennessee this past night. Did you hear from your family, I hope?
They must be fine.
Well, there you go. First time you've heard of it, right? I just realized Tennessee, yeah. Saudi Arabia via Tennessee. Okay, they're in our prayers, but they didn't call you. They didn't call you.
Yeah.
Text them.
I would have heard from somebody, actually.
Okay. We pray a prayer of thanksgiving and joy and celebration for Joanna Alice Froling Kress at her baptism today. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, for the church, and for all of God's creation, and for all people who are in need. Please rise. Almighty God, we pray for the church with hope and expectation and patience. We await God's day of restoration for the church and the whole world. Send forth your faithful people with words of promise, forgiveness, grace, and peace. Lord, hear our prayer.
Come, Lord Jesus, come.
Creator God, we pray for the earth and all creation. All creation signals your presence, O God. Reveal your majesty in mountain peaks, flowing rivers, and dormant fields. Heal the earth where it belongs for renewal. Bring wholeness to the earth and all your creatures. Lord, hear our prayer.
Come, Lord Jesus, come.
Sovereign God, Prince of Peace, we pray for the nations of the world. You desire justice in the whole world. Let the nations tremble at your holy presence, that justice and liberation prevail in all corners of the earth. Provide relief for those in war-torn areas of the world. Take from us all hatred, fear, evil, violence, and war. Instead, let us show mercy, compassion, love, patience, and hope to one another. Lord, hear our prayer.
Come, Lord Jesus, come.
Merciful God, we pray for all those in need. As we enter into these holy days of Advent and Christmas, comfort your people and bring healing to all who are suffering in body, mind, and spirit, especially those we lift up in our own hearts and minds. Be with those who look to you for hope and healing. Be with those who are depressed, grieving, lonely, or isolated. Give patience to those waiting for answers. Grant hope to those who have reached the limits of treatment, and give compassionate hearts to those who accompany loved ones through illness and uncertainty. Lord, hear our prayer.
Come, Lord Jesus, come.
Lord God, we pray for this congregation. We give you thanks for St. John's Lutheran Church and all the ministries you are faithfully a part of. We give you thanks for the youth and adults who are preparing for the Christmas program next Sunday. Fill us anew with your spirit, your joy, your love, your new life, and your hope. Lord, hear our prayer.
Come, Lord Jesus, come.
Lord of life, we pray for all those who have died. We give you thanks for all those who now rest in you, especially those whom we lift up before you in our own hearts and minds. Give us calm and peaceful hearts. Be with us in our grief and our sorrow. Be with us in our joy and our celebration for the lives of those whom we love. Turn our mourning into the joy and the new life and hope in you. Lord, hear our prayer.
Come, Lord Jesus, come.
Almighty God, you know our prayers even before we pray them. We look to you in hope and trust, peace and joy, knowing that you'll do far more for us than we can ever ask or imagine. All these things, whatever else you see that we need, grant us, Father. For the sake of your Son, Jesus the Christ, who died and rose again and now lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
You may be seated. Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church of American Falls, Idaho this morning. Today the church year is the second Sunday of the new church year, the second Sunday of Advent.
Especially welcome to all of you who are visiting here with us today in person, and to those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday this week to Jim Titi and Casey Gehring. Happy anniversary this week to Thomas and Aaron Kress. Please read in your bulletins the announcements in the worship bulletin concerning, one, the third annual Junk Gingerbread House Building Contest coming up this Friday. If you haven't been, you need to come. It's wonderful. Two, the Sunday School Christmas Program and Christmas Feast next week, next Saturday. If you'd like to bring something, you haven't talked to Kim Ferguson yet, she's here, and so speak to her.
Sunday.
Next Sunday. What did I say?
Saturday.
Oh, no, I'm wrong. Sunday. I'm wrong. Thank you. Yeah, correct me. That's coming up. Okay? Friday is the gingerbread house. Sunday is the Christmas program and the Christmas feast. And then worship service for December 24th, Christmas Eve, and New Year's Eve are in your worship bulletin too.
The Eastern Idaho chapter of the Guild of Organists is giving a Christmas recital this afternoon at 4 o'clock at the Congregational Church in Pocatello. It's the one that's behind the old Pocatello High School.
Cool. Do you know the time? Did you say the time?
4 o'clock.
Oh, see, it's Sunday's the feast, and 4 o'clock today is the concert. I'm an old man. Are there any other announcements or corrections to the ones I've made or additions to the ones found in your bulletin? I invite the communion assistants and acolytes to come forward at this time to prepare for Holy Communion. Our offertory hymn is hymn number 182, Let the Vineyards Be Fruitful, Lord. We sing it now as our offertory hymn and in preparation for Holy Communion. Let us pray. Merciful Father, we offer with joy and thanksgiving what you have first given us, ourselves, our time, and our possessions, signs of your gracious love. Receive them for the sake of the one who gave himself for us, Jesus the Christ, our Lord. Amen. I invite you to rise in great thanksgiving in preparation for the Holy Communion. Great thanksgiving is found on page 144 in the front of your room. Please rise. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. It is indeed right and salutary, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and Merciful God, through our Savior, Jesus the Christ. You comforted your people with the promise of the Redeemer, through whom you will also make all things new. In the day when he comes to judge the world in righteousness, and so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Amen.
over to the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to all for all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood shed for you and for all people, for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom always, and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. We remain standing and prepare for the Eucharist by singing the hymn "Lamb of God" on page 146. the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen.
Hymn 208. Christmas hymns. The next three Sundays, that's all we're going to do is sing Christmas hymns. I didn't choose the hymns for today. They were very appropriate with the lessons. It's wonderful. It's Advent. I know some pastors said they couldn't sing Christmas hymns until Christmas Eve. Evening. Yeah, I'm not that mean of an old pastor. The next 3 weeks, that's all we're going to be doing is singing Christmas hymns. Next Sunday with the children's program, the next week is Christmas Eve. In the morning, we'll be celebrating the fourth Sunday of Advent. In the evening, Christmas Eve. And then New Year's Eve is the first Sunday in Christmas, so we sing Christmas hymns in too. So we'll be singing Christmas hymns till you're just sick. But for today, we're singing Prepare the Royal Highway. Hymn 264 is our final Advent hymn. Hymn 264, Prepare the Royal Highway. Listen to the words, they're marvelous.
Prepare the royal highway, a king of kings is here.
peace, serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
There is coffee hour today, and there's even refreshments and cookies, so stay for that.